This is
Thank
Monday.
You for calling customer service. This is Megan. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Mr. Hudson. I want to talk to somebody about canceling my membership.
Okay. Can I get your zip code to better assist you?
67501.
You said 67501?
Yes.
And your first and last name, please, one more time.
Gene Hudson, H-U-T-S-O-N.
Okay, one second. Okay, and I see here you have our keto and cleanse. It helps with weight loss and metabolism and get rid of toxins. How is that working for you?
I don't know. I mean, what working for me is that this is the second time that I've ordered something that I got a free bottle that I had to pay shipping and handling for, and then 3 weeks or a month later, I'm getting charged. I got charged $71 for a membership.
Right, because once you did the 14-day. It's a 14-day trial, basically, after you pay the shipping and handling. And outside of those 14 days, it starts to charge you the full retail price if you do not call in within those 14 days to cancel.
Does that say it? I didn't see that on the day when I...
It's definitely in the terms and conditions. It's not big and as readable as everything else on the screen, but it's definitely on there. We do tend to look over the little small things. I do it myself, but it was definitely on the page with the terms and conditions.
Well, I didn't see it. And I didn't see where it would have said $71 because I would have called and made sure I canceled it. But that's, to me, I think I mean, that's kind of bad on you guys' part because you guys giving a free ball for somebody to try and see if they like it. If they like it, then they will, you know, they will call up or they will try to find the site again and try to find a number and call you guys and set up a membership to get the bottles every month. But you're giving them a free ball goes away for $4.95 for shipping and handling. And they're saying no, they're getting charged the next day. I'd be like going into a gym for one day free and then – the next day or 2 days later, you're getting charged $80 for a membership that you didn't even sign up for.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
So, if it's the
one
price...
The only information I gave you guys is my name, my address, and my credit card number, and that's it. That's all I agreed to.
Right. So now, with it saying that it's free, I would not suggest to do that anymore because anything that's free, you would have to put your credit card information in for, and they would ship it free as well without shipping and handling. But
well, I know that. I mean, I realize there's nothing's ever totally free.
Right.
But free, I can understand maybe giving the free product because I know the product probably costs more than the $4.95. Or the other thing I bought that I had to pay almost $15 to have it shipping and handling. But,
right.
You know,
so, but as far as the product, if the product is expensive, I can apply a 35% discount to bring it down for future payments. And then instead of every month, I can do every 2 months.
No, I kind of went off of it a little bit because I got sick and... And I haven't got back on the pills I have left, but
mm-hmm. Okay, not
so
even if I can do a 50% discount off of future payments.
No, because I really don't know if it's working or not. So I have to make sure it's working or not. And as far as that, I can find your pills somewhere else and get them for cheaper. Because I found this other pills that I got that I had to pay almost $15 back. I can go somewhere else and get two bottles. Actually, I could order four bottles for the price of what one bottle cost. It was like almost $90 for just one bottle that I ordered of something. I can't remember what it was, but.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing. I got charged. I was going to get charged $89.99, and of course, my credit card asked me, did I approve it? Did I order it? And I said no. This time, somehow, they did not do that. Because I would have canceled it on Monday, I would have said no.
Okay, yes, sir.
But since he already took my money out, and it's for the pills, did you guys ship the pills?
Yes, sir. So with this transaction,
it's fine.
The two retail
more
prices that you're referring to, those are the two retail prices for what you already received.
Receive?
Mm-hmm.
So you charge me for the free bottle of pills I got?
In a sense, that's exactly what it's saying. It's, you would have had to call in to cancel to not get charged the full retail price of what you already have.
So actually, you guys are lying to people. You give them a free bottle of pills that they had to pay the shipping and handling for, but then if you don't call in, then they're going to get charged for the things. Why did you guys even insist of getting a free sample, and once you just charge people, put on there truthfully what the hell it is? Because to me, that's false advertising to me.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it on because they do put it in small text.
They tell you in small text that this free bottle of pills, if you don't call in, we're going to charge you for them. Is that what they said? Well, they say some other simple that some
well,
people
that's
not smart.
In your words for it, but it would say something similar, but in a more professional way that you do get this
free
trial
for
14 days, and outside of the 14 days, we will charge you the full retail price. It'll probably say something in that area.
Yeah, so it needs to be revitalized. It should just say at the bottom of it before you put send, that if you don't call in after a certain many days, that you will get charged full price for the ball that you got free. And then you guys probably won't get no sales because, nobody's going to get a free ball of pills and pay shipping and handling and then get charged later for the full price of the pills. I mean, when you say they just probably just find the name and go look it up and get it from somebody else.
All right, yes, sir. So, but if you're ready for your cancellation confirmation number, I can go ahead and get that to you.
You have my email address. You can send it to there.
Okay, well, I'm unable to generate emails. That would actually be the company that does that. I'm just customer service, so I can only give you the numbers. But I did put it in your notes if you ever want to call back and can't write it down right now.
Okay, hold on. I got a pen. Okay, what's the number?
Okay, so it would be C as in cancel.
385 39. Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay, C 385. The first numbers?
Mm-hmm.
39. Okay, 3 8. Stick a pen. Come on, you were working fine yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 3 8. Okay, hold on. It must be that what I'm writing on it. Okay, let's try that. 3 8 9 5.
38539.
Okay. So it's C 3 3 9 3 8 5 3 9. Okay. 3 8 5 9. Okay. Is that it?
Yes, sir. That's the
old
number.
Wow. Most confirmed numbers or cancel numbers. Usually like 60 freaking numbers, it seems like.
Yeah, they try to cut them shorter now.
It's like you get a confirmed number. It's like you got like 10 numbers. Like, okay, let me write that down.
Yes, they try to make them shorter now because some people can remember it if it's shorter and some, just still write it down, but it's not a long number. But that is your number, your account is canceled, and you shouldn't receive any more products or charges from us.
So I don't got nothing else coming to me.
No, sir, you do not.
So I'm actually paying the price of the pills that I got for free.
Yes, sir.
Well, my wife got on something and got some. Well, this lady gave her something, and she paid $135 and. She did it one time, and she didn't cancel her deal either, but or told them that she didn't want any more pills, but she got shipped, but they shipped her the pills next time for the same price. They don't say, oh, this is what it cost the first time. Of course, she didn't get that, but I will not few more things on free with us that let's take it to our attorney and have them look at it. Because to me, this is false advertisement. It should be in bigger letters, not in small print. Or it needs to be in language that people can understand that, okay, if you don't call them back. I mean, how would you know if it's going to work or not if you tried it and then they get busy and they forget to call you and tell you to cancel it? They don't want no more pills, or they want to call you and say, I want some more, or whatever. You're going to get charged.
Well, if they still wanted some more, they wouldn't call in. They'd just automatically do it. But if you don't like it, there's nowhere where you can do it yourself. So they just assume that people would call in because you can't do it yourself.
Well, they need to be more print that the free bottles you get, you don't call in 14 days, or at least by at least 20 days, that you will get charged the full price of the pills that you just got for free. Instead of just going on and going in and sending you another bottle of pills, but tell you that your next bottle will be $70.
Yes, sir. I do understand your point of view. I definitely
but yeah,
get that.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for your time today, and thanks for canceling that.
That's
I'm really surprised my credit card. I'm really surprised my credit card didn't ask me about it, but.
Yeah, well, it looks like they was declining. They declined it like 3 different times before it actually came out, so that's probably why they figured it was still coming out. So maybe it was legit or not. So.
Well, that's why I didn't say it. I didn't even get a text. I usually get a text or a deal from my credit card asking me about it. I didn't even get anything this time. Not like the last time I got something that they were going to charge me $89. What the hell for a membership? So I had to call them and cancel it too. So, and I guess that's probably the same thing too as for the pills. So,
Well, again, my name is Megan. I thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day. Okay.
I can't forget that name because that's my daughter's name.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.